Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Mga Immortal, pinabanggit namin dito sa inyo, multiple streams of income. Hanggat maaari may side hustle kayo at yung mga emergency fund niyo na good for 1 or 2 years para habang naghahanap kayo ng trabaho, may panggastos kayo.
Mga Immortal, I'm Stanley Chi, your host for the Underpaid Podcast. It's a pro-employee podcast na siguradong relatable sa lahat ng nag-opisina o work from home. So subscribe to Underpaid and enjoy the show.
Mga Immortal, welcome to the Underpaid Podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi, kasama ko sa Papi Lex at si Madam HR. Ang pag-uusapan natin ngayong episode, paano malalaman kung dapat naghahanap ka na ng iba't ibang kumpanyang ma-applyan dahil hindi naman dahil sa may problema ka sa boss mo or may problema ka sa mga ka-opisina. Pero the company is unstable.
The boat parang is sinking, kumbaga.
Oo, naubusan ng funds. Hindi naman siguro kasalanan ng mga nasa ibang departamento, pero kasi pag magtatayo ka ng isang kumpanya, ng isang negosyo, kasama sa budget yung sweldo ng mga empleyado. Ngayon, may mga ibang kumpanya na matagal na, ilang dekada ng namamayagpag. Tapos biglang mapapansin mo parang may problema ata. Meron naman mga iba, startup or iba, hindi startup pero sabi natin mga 10 years na sila sa industriya, biglang nagkakaproblema. Ngayon, ikukwento namin kung ano yung mga signs na dapat huwag masyadong kampante and get ready to jump ship or move to a different career. Halimbawa, kasi hindi naman lahat ng kumpanya matatag, no? May hangganan lahat dyan. Okay. Madam HR, ikaw bilang isang HR manager sa isang kumpanya, malalaman mo ba kung nalulugi na ang isang kumpanya or isang opisina? Kasi ikaw yung nakakaalam ng mga sweldo, ikaw yung nakakaalam ng nakakausap ng mga accountants, no? Usually kasama ka sa management team yung mga inner circle. Yan.
Yeah, depende. Siguro at my level now, I'll be one of the first to know. Kasi alam mo yun, parang I'm part of a committee that decides on budget, on basically strategies. So you'll be able to foresee it during such meetings. Pero kung kunwari na sa mga officer level ka sa HR, siguro a way for you to understand what's happening is when one factor lang. Hindi ko naman sinasabing this absolutely an indicator of, you know, a company going down. Pero if they stop hiring, if all of a sudden tumigil sila mag-hire, and then yung mga tao nagre-reklamo na, "Uy, kulang na kami sa tao, hirap na kami. We've been doing, alam mo yon, I've been working on a job for 5 people tapos hindi niya nagdagan ng tao, yun, it's a solid sign. Again, not always. Sometimes kasi they are just restructuring, pero most of the time, if that happens, especially kung nagre-reklamo pa rin yung mga tao and they don't hire, that could be a sign for us in HR. Yun yung unang sign na nakikita namin. Sweldo, not so much. Kasi okay, hindi pwedeng basta-basta papababain yung sweldo eh. You can't just, you know, deduct salaries or lower people salaries. Hindi siya basta-basta pwedeng gawin eh.
Okay.
So, mas magandang indicator yung manpower than salaries.
How about, madam, if na-delay yung sweldo nyo?
Yun, kadalasan eh.
Ah, overall, na-delay.
Yes, lahat and kayo. Then, hindi lang ikaw ah, lahat kayo.
Yeah, oh, they're, well, it rarely happens. I'll be honest, I've been with a company that's a bit shaky. I've been with the startup na, alam mo yun, parang medyo nagka-problema sa funding. Pero one of the things that we never allowed to happen is for the salaries to be delayed. Okay. Not a single day. Last resort yun. So mm-hmm. if that happens that your salaries were not released on time without a good explanation, that's a bad sign. Alam mo yun, parang pwede kasing may technical difficulties, for example. Uh-huh. The next day, your bank had, alam mo yun, a maintenance or yung labas ng salaries, there would be an announcement about it. You should know about it right away. Walang problema. Or, kunwari, may delay lang sa transfer ng fund from bank to bank, depende sa system ng company. Mm-hmm. So, it's okay, basta may explanation. Pero if all of a sudden, ilang araw na, walang nag-explain, until such time they really tell you na, okay, bankrupt tayo, maraming pampasweldo, that's already it. Parang okay, nandun na kayo sa point na yun. Pag umabot sa point na wala ka ng sweldo, yun na yun.
So pag umabot na sa nadidelay ang sweldo, okay.
Yun nga eh, parang but, that's the last resort. Kahit sinong HR yata nakausap ko, the last thing that a company would delay or save up from is salaries ng employees. Kasi mahirap na eh. Pag tao ang nawala, lalong lulubog ang business. Ang alam mo anong nakakabilib? Kasi nga, I've been to some companies that had, you know, problems financially. Hindi naman unstable, pero syempre startup, you know, heavily reliant pa on funding. Inuuna ng management yung sweldo nila. They volunteer their salaries to okay, make sure that everyone else gets their salaries. Doon ako bilib.
Eh kasi naman, madam, ang pagka nakaramdam yung mga immortal or yung mga empleyado na, uy, nadedelay na sweldo natin, parang dapat ata, nire-revise na natin yung LinkedIn natin tsaka yung resume. Ina-update na dapat. Yun ang unang iisipin nila eh. Bakit nadedelay? Hindi man aminin sa buong kumpanya na, uy, medyo nalulugi na tayo. Halimbawa, sabihin sa'yo, Madam HR, kasi COVID ngayon, mahirap maningil. Yung sitwasyon natin ngayon, lahat apektado.
Walang is anong project, ganun.
Oh, is it a good reason na pag sinabing COVID kasi, yung pandemic eh, ganyan?
Mm-mm. Yes. So, that is something I've seen from a lot of companies last year. Ngayon, hindi na masyado eh. Kasi parang by now, dapat nakapag-adjust na yung company. Dapat by this year, alam na nila anong gagawin for them not to close or to get bankrupt. So, kapag ngayon dinahilan yan ng companies, naku, delikado.
Delikado.
Sabihin, hindi nga nakapag-strategize yung company mo for this long. As in, they were just spending, not knowing what to do, how to work around, how to become sustainable around the pandemic. Pero, if it was last year, I would understand. Ako, I'll be honest, I took a pay cut. A lot of our employees took a pay cut. Pero now, we're back on our normal salary. We even gave out increases in January. So, alam mo yun, we're back on track. We're even hitting our targets. Kasi, we did that sacrifice during the beginning of the pandemic. Kasi nga, nangangapapa tayo eh. And I think hindi naman na tayo bumalik dun sa sobrang strict na lockdown. Unlike in, was that mga March? to June last year, 'di ba? Hindi na tayo bumalik sa ganun eh.
April ata. I think that was April yung talagang April. Bawal lumabas.
April. Hindi, ano, mid-March, papi. Mid-March, mid-March.
Pababalik ko lang ng honeymoon, di ba?
Mid-March yun, mid-March.
Yes. So, pagbalik namin, lockdown na kami agad. Hanggang mid-June, di ba? 3 months. So, yun, hindi na tayo bumalik sa ganung setup. So, I think by now, even if we go back, wag naman sana, even if we go back to that kind of lockdown, sobrang strict, company should know what to do. So, ngayon na, kung ako tatanungin, pag ngayon dinahilan ng company nyo na, eh kasi COVID eh, wala kung po. Ngayon pa lang nila dinahilan yan, ako, ibig sabihin, they were not able to prepare or visualize how to become sustainable around a pandemic.
Okay. Papi Lex, ikaw, nagtrabaho ko sa NGO. Ang NGO, hindi lahat tumatagal.
Oo.
Naranasan mo na ba yung ganun? Kasi umaasa kayo sa funds abroad pag NGO
yung,
kayo.
Ano, yung pinapasukan ko rin hanggang ngayon, last year, tumigil lang aming operation, April pa lang.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi talagang walang pumapasok na funds. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
So talagang ano. Pero kahit in fairness naman sa kanila, ano naman na
tuloy-tuloy ang sweldo ninyo. Oo.
Okay naman. Tuloy-tuloy. Kaya lang siyempre, yun nga. Talagang walang operation, tapos yun nga nung January ulit. Siguro, yun, na-planning na rin sila ulit ganyan ganyan. January binalik naman agad.
Okay, so masasabi nating ano, stable yung NGO na pinapasukan mo ngayon, Papi Lex.
Oo. Stable naman. Talagang as in talagang okay naman sila. Tsaka may malasakit sila sa tao.
Okay.
Basta yung nang iwan sa ere na oy, wala na tayo ngayon, buwag na, parang ganun naman.
Madam HR, if ano, sakaling sabihin bankrupt na kami, ganyan, ano ang pinaka legal na dapat na ginagawa ng isang kumpanya? Yung mga syempre, yung mga kontrata ninyo, yung mga usapan ninyo with the companies, kanya-kanya 'yan. Ano ba yung proseso? Automatic ba hindi na valid yung kontratang pinirmahan mo, ganyan?
Kapag nag-file ng bankruptcy?
Yes, o kaya sinabi, di na namin kayo kayang sweldohan, magsasara na tayo.
Okay. There's a certain process to it. So before they can say that to employees, dapat nakapag-file na sila sa DOLE. Ang purpose doon is for DOLE to be able to assist the employees once they become displaced.
Mm-mm.
They would also have rights to claim unemployment benefits and SSS, ganyan. Employees will not be able to do that if hindi properly registered yung displacement nila sa DOLE. So no matter the situation, if it's retrenchment or just redundancy, nagbawas lang talaga ng tao, or nalulugi, dalawa lang kasi yun eh. Either of the two, you have to file it to DOLE before communicating to employees. Now, once you communicate to employees na, there are certain guidelines also given by the Department of Labor on how much the severance should be, how long should the notice period be. Hindi pwedeng dahil kinausap ko kayo ngayon, bukas wala ka ng trabaho.
Mm.
There's a minimum period of 30 days. So dapat from today, when I talk to you about your job, about you losing your job, you have until the next 30 days to be able to find a new job. Bayad yun. Paid notice period yun. Tapos, by the end of it, that's when you get your final salaries. Ngayon yung 30 days na, ang difference lang compared to those people who are resigning, yung mga voluntarily umalis, ang difference lang is that yung 30 days na notice period, kapag nag-resign ka, you have to work the 30 days. Diba? Mag-turn over ka, pasok ka pa rin araw-araw, alam mo yun, mag-aayos ka ng exit papers mo. Ang difference kapag na-retrench ka or kapag under redundancy ka, yung next 30 days na notice period mo, hindi ka required magtrabaho.
Mm-hmm.
Depende sa situation, depende sa setup mo sa company, pero most of the time, hindi na required yung employees. Employers will just ask them to, okay, focus on finding another job. You can use the next 30 days to, alam mo yun, reflect, recharge, maghanap ng bagong trabaho. Again ha, depende sa company, pero most of the time, that's what they do.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Jason Love, best-selling author, speaker, and now the host of the Unique Life Podcast, where I discuss the four different types of personalities so that you will know your strengths and weaknesses and that of others. Join me as we try to unbox life and the wonders of your own unique personality, only here in Podcast Network Asia. I'll catch you there.
Madam HR, tanong ako.
Oh.
Lahat ba talaga, talagang, kumbaga, standard operating procedure yung pag na-layoff ka, meron kang matatanggap na
amount? Separation pay.
Separation pay. Dapat. So, if it's redundancy, meaning the company is, you know, is still capable na magbayad, operating pa, after you leave, operating pa rin siya. It's not like nalulugi. Kunwari, nag-detect ng machinery. Tapos, hindi na kailangan yung services mo. Meron na kaming machine na nagpa-pack ng orders. So, yung mga taga-pack namin, yung mga packer.
Packer.
Packer talaga yun.
Kasi may packing machine na.
Packing machine.
Ibig sabihin, redundant na yung trabaho mo. You get, if I'm not mistaken, 100% of your salary or 1 month worth of salary for every year of service.
Six months
and above considered 1 year yun ha. So kung naka 1 year, 6 months and 1 day ka, 2 months salary makukuha mo. Okay?
Ito eh, pag nagsara yung kumpanya. Lilinaw ko lang pag nagsara yung kumpanya.
Pag redundancy, no? Pag, kapag okay pa yung
company. Pag hindi ka na kailangan.
Operating pa si company pero hindi ka lang kailangan. That's called redundancy. Yun yung makukuha mo. Now, if it's retrenchment, meaning either they have to do it to save the company, to make savings, or malulugi na, alam mo yun, magsisease na ng operations yung company, you should be paid half. 50% of your salary monthly for every year of service. Kung 2 years ka sa company, you get 1 month worth Tapos lahat ng salaries due to you ha, pati kunwari leave conversion, kung may leave conversion, prorated na 13th month pay, tax refunds, all of those should be added on top of the severance.
Okay. Yung kanina tanong ko about the contracts, you have your individual contracts, you have these non-compete, you have yung mga NDA. Pagka nagsara ang kumpanya, automatic wala na ba yun?
Yes. Automatic. Kunwari non-compete, for example, if you are offered, kunwari lang, yung contract ni Stan for non-compete is 2 years. 2 years kang hindi pwedeng lumipat sa ibang podcast after mo mag-resign sa amin. Kunwari lang. Pero since masasara na si underpaid, kunwari lang ha, not like we're gonna chase after you if you move to a competitor. Kasi hindi na kami nag-ooperate eh.
Okay,
diba?
Okay.
So if you need to, we won't ruin your career. I think it's also, alam mo yun, parang, how do I say this?
Yung pagiging makatao na lang.
It's really the company's way of helping jobs. Kasi if you're in this industry, most likely you're gonna find the job within this industry. We can't help you to join if hindi naman na kami nag-ooperate. So,
yes.
Hindi na mag-take effect yun ng company. Mm.
So, pwede mo na rin yung mga non-disclosure, pwede mo na rin ikwento yun. Yung mga pwede na, kasi hindi na eh. Hindi na nag-aaral.
Pero tandaan mo, maliit ang mundo, maliit ang industries. Pala na sa Pinas, kayo lang din yung magkita sa trabaho. So if you disclose anything that should not be disclosed, and you end up working with, kunwari, hinire din ng company na pinasukan mo yung CEO nyo, and you found out you're the one spilling all the tea.
Yung mga sikreto, di ba? Hindi ka na pagkakatiwalaan.
Yes.
Okay. Papilex, ikaw, based experience mo, ano pa yung mga ibang senyalis na kailangan mo na lumipat ng ibang kumpanya? Dahil medyo unstable.
Walang ganong project.
Wala kang ginagawa.
Nandun ka lang, papasok ka lang. Walang madalas na meeting. Yung hindi nagpaparamdam masyado yung boss.
Okay. Yung parang medyo ano na, umiiwas na yung boss sa mga empleyado.
Parang kunwari Monday to Friday pumapasok talaga yung boss normally. Ngayon parang TTH, MWF na lang pupunta. Tapos minsan wala pa.
Very ano, elusive na. Yung parang kakausapin nyo, maintang ulo, ganyan.
Tsaka ito pa isa, overtime. Wala nang overtime, medyo makiramdam-ramdam ka na.
Yung pagiging isang empleyado na, alimbawa, Madam HR, ikaw, kasi empleyado rin ng mga HR na nasa inner circle. Apektado rin ba kayo? Siyempre, ano kayo eh? Alam nyo magsasara yung kumpanya, alam nyo medyo pabagsak. Kayo rin ba nag-a-apply na rin sa iba secretly?
Yes, pero parang kusang loob kami nagsistay. We're usually the last ones to go. Based on experience, I also experienced this way back in that company pa na nagsara ng operations sa Philippines. And some HR contacts who had to also close their companies. Kami yung huli. Kasi, syempre, we have to look after the final pay of the employees. Nasa amin yung admin. So, yung pagkasunta ng building, ng office. Nasa amin. Naranasan ko magbenta ng mga furnitures, magpasublis ng office.
Ng so, ano, ng office?
Okay. Wala na eh. Wala nang gumagamit eh. So, yun usually yung mga last namin ginagawa. So, you know, parang if umalis ka at that stage, nakakahiya na lang sa company kasi walang ibang gagawa.
Okay.
So, usually we're the last. We would start looking for sure, pero we're usually the last ones to go.
You're the first ones to know na unstable yung company kasi last you're in the nasa inner circle ka and you're the last ones to go. Okay.
Totoo
yan. Medyo masakit sa isang empleyado yung ano eh, yung akala mo nang stable yung kumpanyang pinapasukan mo. Then all of a sudden, mararamdaman mo na, uy, bakit parang eto yung mga sinyalis na binanggit ni Madam HR tsaka nila Papi Lex sa underpaid na pag na-delay yung sweldo, pagka hindi pumapasok yung boss, pag wala kayong ginagawa, no? Yung mental health ng isang immortal, apektado, di ba, Madam HR? May ano ba dyan? May tulong ba na pwedeng ibigay yung mga kumpanyang magsasara? Sa mental health?
Alam mo noon, I'll be honest, hindi naman tayo ganun ka-open sa mental health assistance.
Oo.
Lalo na pag-corporate. Ngayon lang nauso yan during the pandemic. Eh. I mean, some companies have been doing it, pero not a lot. So, noon, HR are also the ones doing counseling for these employees. So, kami na nagtanggal, kami na nagpahas ng mga sweldo.
Kayo rin.
Kami lahat, sa admin, kami din ang counselor, kami din ang headhunter. So besides giving assistance, we also coach them on, okay, how do you find another job? We try to find them new roles. We try to look for companies na nag-hire, you know, can take them so they won't have a gap on their employment. So sobrang hectic. As in, I would guess having to go through that, yun yung pinaka-challenging na part ng pagiging HR.
Lalo na kung yung empleyadong tatanggalin mo ay yung, alam mo yung ayaw nyo mag-retire pero yung edad niya pa-retire na.
Oo.
Diba?
Lalo na yun kasi, I mean, chatin ha, sa Pilipinas, hindi na ganun kadali maghanap ng work kapag ganun na yung age, medyo matanda na, tapos alam mo yung veterano na. So, we try to, alam mo yung, we got to a point before na we don't just look for jobs for our employees. We teach them how to make a living. We make seminars on how to make online stores, ganyan. Nagtuturo kami paano. Iba-iba may mga speakers na dumarating towards the last days of their employment. They can attend if they want. Pero kunwari, paano gumawa ng sabon, ganyan. Kasi, syempre, nakakaawa eh. If they're at the point na dead end. They were supposed to stay with the company throughout their life na doon na sila mag-retire, and all of a sudden nagsara. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, yun, lahat ng klase ng tulong naman na pwede namin ibigay, binibigay namin.
Okay. Bukod doon, Madam HR, ano pa sa tingin mo yung mga ibang senyales na medyo parang hindi ata stable to, ah, nag-hire kayo pero parang nade-delay yung sweldo, wala tayong masyadong ginagawa, wala tayong masyadong kliyente. Ano pa yung mga ibang signs na pwede mong i-share? Kasi bilang ikaw ay nasa inner circle. Kasi kami ni Papilex, mga immortal kami. Mm. Hindi kami anak ng Diyos kami eh, pagdating sa opisina.
Ano eh, kami yung mga underground.
Oh, hindi. Yung mga kagaya ni Madam HR, anak ng Diyos to.
Oh.
Malapit sa mga boss to eh. Oh, di ba?
Hindi naman. Kapag siguro, I wouldn't say, again, similar to earlier, hindi naman to concrete sign, pero you should just probably look after it. If this happens, kapag siguro may mga key people on the management na sumusunod umaalis.
Sino mga key people na ito?
Kahit mga school, CEO, COO, bilang
mga anak ng Diyos.
Bilang nagpapalit ng tao, bilang re-rego doon.
Ay, yung sunod-sunod. Sunod-sunod umaalis.
If it's stable, you'll see that management is also happy. Again, hindi naman lahat ng companies na nagkakaroon ng gantong transition means that they're unstable. Minsan kasi it's also for the benefit of the company. Baka they're just going through a major management change. Pero again, if the reason is not pag walang explanation or pinaka-alarming if walang pumapalit.
Okay.
That could be a sign.
Parang nag-ano kayo, nag-multitask na kayo. Kumbaga sinusulit na yung ano nyo, yung bilang role mo, Papilex, halimbawa, ikaw eh, manager ka ng banda, naging ano ka na rin. Naging roadie ka na rin.
Crew.
Ikaw na nagsiset-up ng mga gamit sa ano sa stage. Naging gano'n ka na, all around ka na. So parang naging lean and mean, pinapalabas sila, lean and mean na kasi tayo ngayon. Pero totoo niyan, wala na kasi tayong papasweldo sa bagong hire. Ganun. Okay.
Question ako kay Madam HR.
May
habol ka ba pag na-layoff ka ng hindi ka binigyan ng mga dapat mong makuha?
Meron. Unless talagang nag-file na ng bankruptcy and they ask for some more time. Kasi companies para makaiwas lang sa further problems, they have to file in DOLE and DOLE would regulate the pace niya, di ba? So it rarely happens na walang binibigay sa employees na natatanggal. I think, you know, when a company closes their books, that's one of the first things they look at. Kailangan may pang final pay. Pero if it so happens talagang walang-wala talaga, hamaan mo lang yung pasensya mo kasi, you know, I think companies really tried their best to sustain businesses. Lalo na last year, we witnessed a lot of this.
Oo, dahil naka-experience nun.
Oo, pabaan mo lang yung pasensya mo. Pero, you know, they are liable to give you your final salary.
Hi, this is Rika.
Hi, this is JC. So you like listening to podcasts?
Try listening to ours. It's called The Hala Hala Show.
Yeah, we talk about X, Y, and Z.
It's called Our Lives.
Yeah, also the trending topics. We talk about what's going on in the world. And we'll read some of your fan mail if you send it to us.
Ooh, fan mail. I never thought that we would have fan mail.
Yeah.
But we're here with two.
Yes, and it's available wherever you listen to your podcast, wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts, to any of your Podcast Network Asia shows as well. So after listening to this one, why don't you give us a try?
Please, go listen to our show, okay?
Slurp on.
Slurpers.
Ngayon, if you're going to file for bankruptcy, kailangan ba malaman to ng mga empleyado? Or yung mga nasa inner circle lang ang nakakaalam?
Initially, dapat ilang tao lang talaga nakakaalam. So that's people within the management, those involved on strategizing the closure or the cessation of the business. With that said, no, hindi pwedeng basta-basta i-break yung news sa employees. Kasi chances are, hindi ka pa ready or hindi naman lahat affected, they start panicking.
Yes.
Maghahanap na ng trabaho, mag-resign na isa-isa, maghanap na ng bagong work. So, you know, that it's gonna ruin your entire plan. What if hindi naman lahat ng empleyado kailangan mong tanggalin, tapos lahat sila umalis? Even your best ones got worried, di ba? So, it has to be very strategic. So, yung sa experience ko, unti-unti. So, halimbawa, per team, we advise the manager first, tapos we talk to the team, okay, very yung safe. We talk to the people who are safe first. Depende sa strategy nyo. Again, depende rin kung gano'ng halaki yung team. Mahirap kasi eh. I think at the time, we were small enough for us to be able to talk to employees one by one, all of them.
Uh-huh.
As it took us a whole day. May mga sobra pa the next day. Pero, you know, we were small. Pero if it's a big company, it has to be really strategic.
Uh-huh. And I can just imagine yung, ano, yung mental stress na naranasan mo, Madam HR, yung talking to each and every employee na sinasabi mong magsasara na yung startup, di ba?
No, at some point, parang there's one company where I really broke down. Tsaka bata pa ako nun eh. So parang first time kong gawin yun. Tapos most of them I've known, alam mo yun, for a while already. Mm. All of them became friends already. Some of them were really my friends na nirefer company. Tapos ako nagtanggap sa kanila. I broke down as in, sabi ko lang dun sa boss ko, yung country head namin na kasama ko dun sa one-on-ones. Sabi ko, kunwari mag-restroom lang ako. As in, umiyak na ako sa restroom. Bukod sa pagod, you know what they're going through. And, you know, like seeing their faces and doing it the whole day, just ko. As in, it's really exhausting.
So, ano yung dapat na mentality na iniisip ng isang HR? Ano ba, dapat poker face lang? Mikey, iyak ka ba pagka you will break the news, ano, kailangan malungkot ba? Hindi kang ngiti. Kailangan
sympathy mo, parang
ganun. Oo, di ba? Paano?
Oo. Pag ganyan, you have to empathize.
Mm-mm.
If they had questions, kunwari medyo nagalit, nagalit yung employee, ang daming tanong, nakakainis na paulit-ulit, you had to explain it over and over again. Hindi ka pwedeng mainis.
Mm-mm.
You have to empathize with them. You have to understand, you know, they're reacting that way kasi they just lost their jobs. Hindi mo alam ang nangyari sa kanila sa bahay. Ilang taos ng support niya sa bahay. So, you have to understand why they reacted that way. Habaan ng pasensya. When it comes to people who got really emotional, umiyak, alam mo yun, hindi mo makausap, you have to comfort them. We have to assure them na okay lang kayo pabayaan. That's why we were ready. We were ready with email addresses of headhunters from different companies. Pwede na kayo mag-email dito. They'll help you look for a job, ganyan. Pero ang mas mahirap than emotional employees, ha? Yung mga agitated nga, yung galit. They would ask you questions na minsan di ko masagot. Parang, bakit hindi nyo na-prevent or alam mo yun, bakit ngayon yun ang sinabi.
Hindi ko pinabayaan, mga ganun.
Hindi ko masagot syempre, pero pag ganun, you just really have to empathize.
Kadalasan pag nagsasara isang kumpanya, sino ang may kasalanan?
Iba-iba eh. Ang daming factors. So if you look at departments, that's how many reasons you can have. For cessation. Kunwari, you have 10 different departments in your company. Isa lang dun yung mag-sale, it could cost your entire company to close. For example, HR. Huwag tayo lumayo, HR.
Uh-huh.
Hindi nag-perform yung team and they end up, you know, spending so much time without any hires. Walang mabagal yung recruitment. Tapos, delay-delay yung sweldo, so dismayado yung employees, maraming umaalis. It affects operations kasi konti tao. It affects your employees kasi wala silang mga ka-team. They're burnt out. Without people, your company could close. That's it. Diba? Marketing. Ikaw, marketing person ka, Stan. If you don't strategize enough on your advertisements, on your branding, walang benta, walang pera, close, di ba? So that's how easy you could, you know, pinpoint reasons for cessation. So look at how many departments you have. That's how many reasons you can have. So that's why employees, yung mga immortal dyan, really should take their best effort and the best for their company.
Okay. Oh, Papi Lex, Madam HR, itong pinag-uusapan natin talagang ano, relatable sa mga immortal na medyo yung pakiramdam nila parang magsasara yung kumpanya nila dahil sa pandemic. Ngayon, anong papayo natin, Papi Lex, ikaw ang papayo mo sa mga empleyadong nakakaranas ito ngayon? Kung ikaw nasa sitwasyon nila, ano gagawin mo?
Unang-una, huwag kang magpapa-apekto sa anxiety mo agad. Kumbaga, relax ka lang. Kumbaga, facing mo lang din. Kumbaga, siyempre, unti-unti mo na rin yun. Gaya na sinasabi natin lagi, update na yung mga resumes natin, LinkedIn, mga ganon. Tapos,
CV.
CV natin. Pero still pa rin, gawin mo pa rin yung ginagawa mong maayos yung trabaho mo. Kasi, kumbaga, for sure naman, hindi naman din ginusto ng company na magsasara na. So, kumbaga, do your part pa rin na employee ka pa rin na talagang ginagawa mo yung trabaho mo until the end, na hanggang sabihin nila na, yun nga, wala na talaga, ganyan-ganyan. So, huwag kang magpapanik dahil, kumbaga, sabi nga nila, pag nagsara ang pinto, may bukas na bintana.
Okay. So, Madam HR, anong papayo mo sa mga immortal na going through these types of situations ngayon? Medyo pakiramdam nila, parang yata tatagal yung kumpanyang pinapasukan ko. Unstable tong ginagawa ko ngayon.
I think, one, di ba, I said earlier also na you have to give your best to the company. Pero at the same time, don't give your whole self. At the end of the day, trabaho lang yan. We have episodes here in Underpaid teaching you how to make other streams of income.
Yes.
So, pakinggan nyo yun. Make sure, you know, you become stable. Make sure you find ways to earn besides from your job. That way, kahit anong mangyari, hindi ka kakabakan. Kasi again, at the end of the day, kahit ibigay, okay yun. As in, maganda na ibigay mo lahat para sa company, para sa position mo, para sa career mo. Pero at the end of the day, if you were not able to prepare for the worst or at least have a backup, you're one step closer to failing and losing everything. So, yun, para siguro hindi ka maratel if that happens, listen to our, not sure what episodes those are, pero
Episodes na ginawa namin. Natakil na namin yan.
May mga guest pa kami doon na sobrang gaganda talaga ng mga tips.
Yung mga first batch.
Yes. So, yun yung tip ko. Pahinig kayo ng ibang episode.
Mga immortal, pinabanggit namin dito sa inyo, multiple streams of income. Hanggat maaari may side hustle kayo at yung mga emergency fund niyo na good for 1 or 2 years para habang naghahanap kayo ng trabaho may panggastos kayo. This podcast, the Underpaid Podcast, is produced by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Kaya kung kayo nakikinig sa amin palagi, mag-subscribe na kayo sa Spotify at sa Apple Podcast. Follow us in our socials, Facebook and Instagram. Meron po ang Underpaid at si Papi Lex and Madam HR, pati si Makoy Pare, may mga social media accounts din yan. Paki-follow na lang po kami at lalo rin po ako sa Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, meron din kami niyan, YouTube. So yan. Suportahan niyo po kami ang Underpaid Podcast. Patuloy po kaming nasa top 200 palagi.
Yes, thank you.
Maraming salamat sa pagsuporta sa amin. We're always nasa top 3 na business podcast in the Philippines. So
thank you.
Consistent tayo, Madam HR and Papi Lex. At hindi natin magagawa yan kung wala ang mga immortal na sumusuporta sa atin. So maraming salamat sa inyo. Okay? Babalikan natin yung mga ibang episodes yan. At in the future, yung mga topics natin will be how to earn more or to save during the pandemic. Kasi pre-pandemic yung huling ano natin eh. Mm-hmm. Yung mga pag-iipon, yung mga side hustle, pre-pandemic yun. Pero ito, itong bare months, lalo na't malapit na 13th month pay. Naku. Tuturuan namin kayo uli mag-ipon. Kaya abangan nyo yan, mga immortal. Okay? So, there you have it. For Papi Lex, Madam HR, and si Makoy Pare na busy-busy sa ibang mga negosyo niya at sa ibang podcast. I'm your host, Stanley Chi, and this is The Underpaid Podcast.
Paalam!
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.